You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
Get ready for the greatest roast of all time. The Roast of Tom Brady. A Netflix live event happening May 5th, hosted by Kevin Hart. The seven-time world champion gets his cleats held to the fire by famous friends and frenemies on an unforgettable night where everything is fair game. Tune in on May 5th at 5 p.m. Pacific time for The Roast of Tom Brady, live only on Netflix.
How much time till we're on?
Ron.
What?
We're on the air right now.
Oh. I'm ready. Good evening. I'm Ron Burgundy. Here's what's going on in your world tonight.
The new refined seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
This ain't Texas. It's Vegas.
I like this song. First time I heard this song was last night when you introduced
it. I was going to say, you never heard this song before. Beyonce, number one country western.
How is she country and western?
She can be whoever she likes.
Look out, Tay-Tay.
Queen B.
You're in trouble. Welcome to Sports Day. It is a Thursday night edition, boy. We are excited for a couple of reasons, and we'll get to that in just a moment. Of course, we are counting down to Vegas. Scotty Sattler in the studio.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
Jason Matthews here as well. Hello to our listeners through 1170 SEN in Sydney, SENQ 693 AM in Brizzy, SEN Track, SEN Fanatic, the SEN app, and all of our listeners through New Zealand on SENZ. Geez, the first day of the first test between Australia and New Zealand. First one in New Zealand in about 8 years.
I can't believe that.
It's pretty bad. I know. They're 3 hours away.
Yeah.
Incredible.
Yeah, it's actually, what, about 80, 81 overs, 86 overs or something they bowled today, the Kiwis. They look tired, I thought. They look really tired. And on top, we're going to talk about the test a little bit later on, aren't we?
We will.
But just a quick shout out. Well done. A lot of pressure on this young man. Cameron Green scoring a century. So
hey,
well
Justin,
done.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
One of your favourites. You love him, don't you?
Hello to our listeners through the Super Radio Network as well. Yeah, it was a good day. It was really good, enthralling test cricket. And how good is it? Oh, I got up at 8 o'clock this morning and there's test cricket on the TV.
Mm.
Hello too to our partners, KFC. They've delivered the goods tonight. Before we came on air tonight, we received the footy feast.
Can I just say,
what?
Listeners?
Is it?
I'm not talking to you, I'm talking to the listeners.
Right.
Can I just say,
yes.
It was like a child waiting for Toys R Us to open up, the way that Woogie was stalking our front door of our office and studio, waiting for the delivery to come from KFC.
I was getting updates from Lauren in the office going, it's on its way, I'm tracking the order.
It's embarrassing.
Mate, I'm on this diet thing. And I have...
He was rubbing potato and gravy into his nipples. It was disgusting.
Come on.
Yeah.
Come on. Listen, I was very hungry and I'm enjoying it too. I've got a piece of chicken in front of me, a couple of chips, remnants of potato and gravy. And I'll be doing this again on Sunday when I sit down to watch all the action in Vegas. Thank you, KFC. Kick back and enjoy the footy of KFC's Family Feast. Order now and score big. I'm happy to share too, by the way. I've shared it with Sam, who's filling in tonight because Daddy Vass has got a couple of days off. So Sam, who a lot of our listeners prefer, is here tonight, although he's a Roosters supporter.
That's all right.
Nah, you can't do bad luck. Hello to our partners too, Kia. Their beautiful large SUV, the Kia Sorento. It's new, it's refined, it's a seven-seater. It is... Fair dinkum, one of the most beautiful vehicles I've seen. Every time I see it on the road, I get envy.
Mm.
I get so jealous. It's available now at your nearest Kia dealer. And, of course, Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Get involved any time you want. This is your show. Listeners, 0457 736 736 to send us a text in Australia. In New Zealand, 8833, how are you feeling tonight, our New Zealand audience?
You know what, I think Australia have amassed not a bad score for the first test. But as I said, the Kiwi bowlers, they looked ragged at the end of the day.
Mm.
Yeah.
Concerns about Marnus Labuschagne? Thoughts?
No.
No?
No. Oh, he'd be concerned. I'm sure they'd be a little bit concerned. But, I mean, I'm not concerned in a sense that his position is in jeopardy at all.
Okay. No, I wouldn't be either. But failed again today. It was about one off 27 balls. But New Zealand listeners, are you happy with it where it ended up today? Australia, I think it was 9 for about 279. As you said, a century to Green. Smith, 31. Khawaja, very slow, 33. Marsh, a very quick 40. All got starts, except for Marnus Labuschagne, as we said before. Oh, and also Travis Head. I think they both scored one.
Mm.
That's about it. Hopefully we'll be catching to Voss Vegas. Andrew Voss, SEN 1170 breakfast announcer. And, of course, he'll be calling one of the games for Fox Footy this weekend in Vegas. Hoping to catch up with him in just a moment.
I wonder if he's going to catch up with Fletch, Hindy, Matty Johns, Gordy, some of his colleagues from his other role as well with Fox, whether they'll take him to that dive bar that they went to in their little documentary, The Sin City. Well, I couldn't see Vossie in one of those places.
No.
I don't think he would be.
So we just had Jared Waitley over there for Super Bowl.
Yeah. He's in, well, he's calling the cricket in Wellington today.
At the moment, yeah. Okay. Who'd be more fun on a night out, Vossie or Jared Waitley?
I think Waitley.
Well, he went to a lot of things.
Yeah, I think Waitley's like, he's got a hidden agenda, Waitley. I think he's one of those guys.
Careful that, what you say here,
on the
mate.
Surface,
yeah.
He is meek, the ultimate professional.
Mild professional.
OCD, you know, everything's in order. He prepares great.
Right.
He's the ultimate professional.
Yes.
But I think when the cameras go off and the microphones get turned down.
He's reckless.
There's an internal animal there.
All right. You're the one suggesting that.
Yep.
I want my job, so I'm not saying. He's the captain of all our commentators.
Yeah.
So I think you're great, Jared. And I know what you are on air is probably what you are off air. This is getting awkward. So Vossie, hopefully, still not picking up at the moment. So maybe he's got caught up at a mate of mine.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a heap of mates over there. Like, there's probably 20,000 Aussies.
That's a loose phrase.
Okay, I know heaps some people. Mates. I know some people have gone to Vegas.
Yep.
He's been awake for about 20-odd hours. So he flew Brisbane to Vancouver and then had about a five-hour layover in the Air Canada lounge. Now, that's a mistake in itself.
Be dangerous.
Yes, and then he's jumped on the plane to Vegas. He's got to Vegas. He's dropped his bags and he's gone to, can you believe it, a Manly function.
What?
Now, what sort of shenanigans are we going? Hasn't Manly already had their 24 hours of freedom?
Yeah. So just with the fans, because apparently a lot of Manly fans are going over, aren't they?
Yeah. Maybe that's where Vossie is tonight. We can't get a hold of him at the moment. We'll do KFC's Colonel's Court, which is a new segment, thanks to our mates at KFC. The warm-up segment, thanks to Reem. We'll preview this weekend's two games, which I cannot wait, and three burning questions as well tonight. We'll get into that as well. But let's you want to throw out a text or something?
Yeah, Budster's text in there. We've got a few texts already, so thank you very much early on the show. 0457 736 736 and 8833 if you're in New Zealand. Budster says, evening lads, listening from the pool after a punishing day here in Sydney. Well done, Cam Green. Now let's bring on the footy. Not far away.
It was a good knock. How about Blake in New Zealand? Thanks for your text, Blake. All you want to talk about is how New Zealand was ragged. New Zealand just outplayed you on a day of test cricket. Yeah, I think.
No, Blake, I do agree with you. I thought probably that the first probably 50-odd overs, outstanding, 60-odd. I thought at the end of the day, Blake, and I do believe New Zealand are probably, I think it's probably a 60-40 in favour of New Zealand at the moment. I just feel as though at the end of the day, the bowlers, and the reason why I say that is, was it the last series against South Africa, wasn't it? Like, they weren't really heavily challenged. And I think they got an opposition that are, I think, a little bit smarter when it comes to test cricket. They test you a little bit more, Australia. And I just felt as though towards the end of day one, a lot of the bowlers, Tim Southee and co, were pretty tired. And,
well, Southee was disappointing today.
Yeah, he was. Yeah.
But some of the other bowlers stood up. I thought they were. I thought the bowls were pretty good, but I think what you're alluding to as well, Sats, let's wait and see what that pitch is like. Very green. It's unusual to see a pitch like that in Australia, like watching from Australia, very English conditions almost. Yeah. And we don't know how it's going to perform for both teams until obviously after New Zealand have a hit. But I reckon they did really well. I reckon the Kiwis did outstanding.
Absolutely,
today.
Yeah. Mm.
What are your thoughts? 8833 is our text number for New Zealanders. And 0457 736 736 if you're in Australia.
Where are you from, Blake? 151. What part of New Zealand? Want to know.
It's reported, apparently from Damien, that all three Manly fans are attending Vegas.
Wow. He did also say, in Madge we must.
It's a mantra I'm keen to push. Should we get Madge on in the next couple of weeks? I've ordered 10,000 T-shirts in Madge we must. Go Blues.
I like your passion. And I do like the line. I really do. And I think Dean Ritchie will steal it.
Oh, don't.
He will. Bulldog will steal it,
you
and he'll use it. Yeah.
I tell you, you do it all the time, right? You do it all the time.
Why?
You always bring up ghosts of the past in Dean Ritchie. Who was the one to say it was the worst team ever?
Yeah, exactly.
So don't do that.
It's great motivation.
Guys, I'm going to a wedding Sunday when the NRL kicks off. My brother getting married, and he's requested two songs to be played. Flowers by Miley.
What?
And Eye of the Tiger by Katy Perry. Do you know them? Georgia from Penrith. No, I know Eye of the Tiger from Survivor.
No, Flowers as well.
Yeah, Flowers is...
From Miley Cyrus.
Oh, I don't know that.
Yeah. I can buy myself flowers.
No,
write
I don't
my
know.
Name in the sand.
No, don't know.
Can't
it.
Remember it.
No.
Oh, okay.
Surprisingly, with that singing, I can't work it out.
Georgia, I'm just a little bit concerned that your brother's getting married on doubleheader opening NRL day.
Yeah.
I mean, that's ridiculous.
Has someone ever had to? Has someone not gone to a wedding or an event because of a major sporting event?
Didn't you hear a few weeks ago? A girl in Sydney, and she was the bridesmaid.
Yeah, Taylor Swift.
She wanted to leave early to go to Taylor Swift, so she got brushed from the bridal party and no longer friends. That's fair too. I'd brush someone for that.
See, I've been to big events.
One of my best mates got married on AFL Grand Final day, and it was the Lions. The Lions, they tried to go for a four-peat. It was ridiculous.
Yeah. Blake said he's from West Auckland, by the way, and he's a Manly fan.
Nice stuff. Good stuff, Blakey.
Oh, my God. This is a text of the night early from 987 in New Zealand. It's a Cameron Green wicket.
That's good. See, that's like in Madge We Must. It's Cameron Green wicket.
It's nothing
I
like
it. That's a really good headline.
It's nothing like that. Having problems getting a hold of Vossi, let's have a look at the rest of this day. Day one of the first test for Tuis. I feel like a Tuis or two drink responsibly. As I said, Smith 31, Khawaja 33, Marsh 40, all got studs. Geez, Marsh looked good. When Marsh came in, see, we were none for 61 Australia, and then all of a sudden, I think three or four for 88, or whatever it was, or 91 or something. He just came in, and he was just going better than a run a ball.
I liked it when Cam Green was on 91, and there was pretty much the last over of the day. He wanted to get his century before the end of day's play, and he did. Jared in New Zealand, 714. Again, Jared, where are you texting from? Who cares if New Zealand is ragged when you're basically bowled out on day one? Well, we're 9 for, aren't we?
Mm.
So they did a good job. I just felt that towards the end of the day.
The honours go today to New Zealand, 100%.
I agree.
But you're about to face, we'll see how this wicket's performing. I mean, they bowled some very good swing bowling today, but we'll see how they're going when they face the best bowling attack in the world. Did you see Josh Hazlewood before play have to stand a metre away because he's got COVID, I'm assuming.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
So you're doing the national anthem. You can't even stand arm in arm with your brothers. You got to stand. Mate, you've got COVID. I expect him to come out in a hazmat suit. Seriously.
That'd be funny.
Mate, yeah, if you're going to make an effort, make a proper effort. And he's got a bowl in it. You know what I mean?
Yep.
So he's holding the ball, right? He has COVID. So does no one touch it after he bowls the ball? Like, the wicketkeeper's got gloves on.
Mm-hmm.
What happens after that? They go, I'm not touching it. What happens?
Has the ball got to go directly back to him from the keeper?
Perhaps. And it's got to be detoled. Like, he's got like a spray. Yeah. He's got to spray it on the ball.
Now, Australia's not allowed to use anything on the ball at all, ever again.
This is probably a good argument to use sandpaper. Hey, before we go to a break, let's quickly have a chat to Nick in Brisbane. G'day, Nick.
How are you, boys?
Good, Nick.
Very good, mate.
That's the way. Hey, no, just talking about, you, did you miss a sporting event? I played with Chris Latham of Wallaby fame in a grand final in 98 for West Bulldogs up there in Brisbane. And he got married in the morning and then had the reception after the grand final.
Oh, happy days.
We unfortunately lost.
Oh.
Yeah, right.
That's a good idea, but
it is.
That.
Yeah. Hey, Nick, have you watched that Wallabies doco on Stan?
Started watching it today.
Oh, it's so bad, isn't it?
I haven't seen it, mate.
It's cringy. I've watched about 40 minutes, and I know why those docos are made. It's about winning teams. I think they should have just left it in the can.
Don't ruin the ending for me. All right? Okay. All right, Nick.
Good stuff, Nick.
Hey, Nick, you a Broncos fan?
No, Roosters fan.
Wow.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Enjoy yourself.
Good team this year, Nick. Really good team this year.
Yeah, they look good, don't they?
Yeah, they do.
When you leave Crichton out, you know what you're doing.
Exactly.
Yeah, surprise what money can buy you. Yes. All right, we're going to go to a break. That's right.
See you, boys.
Just really quickly, I did start watching the doco today, the Wallabies doco.
Yeah.
I really like it.
You do?
I don't. It is cringy, like Nick said, because we know the ending.
I don't know it. Don't ruin it for all of us.
But I rang Rat during it. I said, watching Eddie Jones just in the first episode, I like him.
I really like him. I've seen the stuff going around social media about the kicking tee.
Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. we've seen NRL coaches do worse than what he's in the coach's box. But
yeah.
I actually really like him in the first episode. The worst thing he did is he just ostracised the media.
Yeah, right.
That's all he did wrong.
Oh, and some of his players.
Yeah, he didn't pick the right players. But initially in this first episode, he starts off ostracising the media, you should never do.
Is that their famous – tell me he was drunk when he at that press conference at the airport. He looked pickled. And he goes, it's in the Cobra, mate. Worst media conference ever, whatever you call it. Hey, well done to Matt Henry too, just wrapping up on the cricket. 4 for 43 for the Kiwis. That's our cricket update brought to you by Tui's. I feel like a Tui's or two. Drink responsibly. Voss Vegas is standing by. We'll cross to him next here on Sports Day.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. Brought to you by PointsBet's new NRL experience.
For PointsBet, let's cross straight to Vegas. That's gorgeous. George Rose is amongst the action. How is it building for the start of the NRL season, George?
Boys, you'll have to excuse the noise in the background. I'm actually at a...
We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. If you like
Kia Coladas, get caught. For those who are just joining us on Sports Day, welcome back, Scotty Sattler.
He's such a big hunk of spunk.
That's very fitting, actually.
Jason Matthews. Well, this is your favourite drink at the moment.
Oh, I love pina coladas now. I'm addicted to them. Hey, because we asked about Waitley or Voss, which one would be a little bit more unhinged if going to Vegas? I said Waitley. I think there's a hidden beast there amongst Waitley.
No, you're on your own.
So we've got 133 says Waitley would be in Margaritaville bar. Vossy would be drinking pina coladas in his hotel lobby.
In his lobby, okay.
Mm.
I don't know. I don't think Vossy would be doing that. I reckon Vossi will be doing everything possible to soak up the atmosphere. By the way, we are having some tech issues. I don't know what's going on with the phones.
You are right. The putter pest.
Who's that?
Damien the putter pest was saying there's more padding than Josh Hazlewood here. Pad Thai. Because we're in radio terms. Padding means just trying to fill in time until your guest is about to come on. So there was a lot of padding there.
So does that mean that the content was terrible?
That's what he's saying.
Wow.
Basically. Thanks for your text messages also. We've got 158. He says, the only T-shirt New South Wales needs is Freddie We Forget. I mean, Freddie won. What, he won? Did he win three series?
No. He'd win three series.
Three? Two series?
Yeah.
Hmm.
Hey, geez, our audience are very critical tonight, and normally it's us.
Yeah.
But they're getting critical of everybody else as well. Crimes, and geez, I hate callers who start with, how are you? Like, the average listener cares. Dance for Sats, dance for us Woogie. Like, honestly, it's actually nice for someone to say, hello, how are you?
Okay, I'm going to ask you this.
What?
Okay, we're going to do KFC's Colonel Court, okay, very soon. But this can be one question as part of Colonel's Court, okay? Who's our angriest listener? Crime Scene's top three. Rooster Muzz, top three.
Right.
So there's two. So.
Mate, I'd say 95% of our audience.
I think it's usually when you're on.
You're right. Yeah. Hey, let's go to Vegas. Hello. Vossi, we've got you. Hello.
It's incredible, isn't it? Where am I tonight? Good morning, fellas. Good evening, fellas. From Vegas, overlooking the strip. From Resorts World, where all the players are housed now. But when I say a Resorts World, I'm talking it's a city within Vegas. 3,500 rooms, three hotels, 50 bars and restaurants in the one complex.
Wow.
And it's just one dot on the map
of
the Vegas Strip. It's an incredible setup over here, fellas.
And, of course, you've got the biggest room. No doubt we've got the Vossi... Vegas honeymoon suite.
Vos Vegas, yeah.
Look, the debate going on here at Sports Day tonight, Vossi, is who's going to cut more loose in Vegas? We had Jared Waitley there a couple of weeks ago with Super Bowl. Or is it you, Vossi?
Mate, he's across the line. He went to the Grand Canyon. He went to the ice hockey. He went to the LIV Golf. He went to the Copperfield Magic Show. He went to U2. All I've done is the Bellagio Buffet.
How was it?
48 hours here. But... best 68 US dollars I've ever spent. I ate breakfast, lunch, and dinner in one sitting. It was enormous. Seriously, guys, getting out at the Bellagio was one of those wow moments in your life. Like, it was like getting out of a cabin a movie set, because you've seen it on like Ocean's 11 in so many movies. The fountain out the front of the Bellagio, it really was amazing. And seriously, the buffet was so good. So good. So
man,
money well spent. So that was my first experience of the Strip, because this is my first time in Vegas. So to walk from the Bellagio back to Resorts World, we're right up the northern end. So the Ground Allegiant Stadium's right up the southern end. That's where the Welcome to Vegas sign is. I go past Caesar's Palace. I go past the Venetian. I go past the MGM Grand. You know, you go past these iconic sites. It is an amazing city, and I don't know how we relay to our listeners how big this is for rugby league. On Saturday night, rugby league is up against U2 at the Sphere, Adele at the Coliseum, $1,500 a seat, Christina Aguilera at the Venetian. You know, Copperfield's still got his magic show. There's just so much on, and rugby league is on that landscape and might draw somewhere between 40 and 50,000 people. How good.
Outstanding. I love it. I love it, Vossi. And as we're talking to you now, we're looking at our screens here in the studio, and NRL 360 has just started in this very impressive stage that was used on Super Bowl as well. It looks absolutely amazing.
Yep.
Now, on the strip, have you seen any Aussie fans that have been wearing any colours?
Oh, almost got knocked over by them. So for The Fan, for the episode of the Fox League, The Fan, which will screen Friday night Australian time, I went out and did a street talk today, you know, trying to tap into the Americans to see how interested they are. Got bowled over by Australians. You know, I'd be trying to, you know, get a rigid-edge American and suddenly, hey, Vossi! Yeah! And there would be a bloke, you know, walk up to you and with a Rabbitohs logo on and want to talk. I don't know what the figure is. I'm a bit lost. It's somewhere between, it's a very rough figure, between 12 and 20,000 Australians have descended on Vegas, or will have in time for Saturday night, which is the game time here. That's enormous. I think this... I've attended a function tonight, a couple of functions tonight, and had a good chat with Peter Volandis. We ain't ever going to have a season opener at Cronulla, Penrith, Parramatta, Brisbane ever again. We are in Vegas and America for the long run, and I feel that every listener right now, I could not encourage them more then for some time in the future to make the pilgrimage here, because it is truly unbelievable. If you've been a rugby league fan all your life, as I have, and you blokes have, to come here and to see billboards, to turn on the radio today, and there's two ads for the rugby league in every break. Oh, it's bloody amazing.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Oh, you've set the scene beautifully. I can tell the excitement in your voice, Vossie. And on the back of that, listen, you've commentated at some big events and some big stadiums and even some great regional grounds, which you are. You're a great supporter of regional rugby league.
Oh,
where will
it.
This sit?
Yeah.
Calling a game from where Super Bowl and guys like Joe Buck were only calling 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, can you ask me probably after Sunday Australian time? Because personally being over, I've always absolutely held dear to my heart the opportunity to call World Cup finals at Old Trafford. The Theatre of Dreams is some, it is heavenly. It is something special. And I've been lucky enough to call a couple of, World Cup finals there. Having been to Allegiant Stadium last night, I went there last night and saw this thing called the Death Star. Mate, the hairs on the back of my neck were standing up. Mm. And, it's... I don't know what it's cost to rent that out for the number of days they've got it. But I think the fans of the game need to know, those blowing up about the money spent, they need to know without the big venue, we ain't getting on Fox Sports 1. Fox Sports 1 will be broadcast in every bar and tavern in prime time on Saturday night. You will walk into a bar, whether you're in the south of America, the east, the west, the north. You will go in around about 6:30 and rugby league will be on the screens there for 4 hours. That's the breakthrough here, folks. Mm. That the crowd doesn't even matter what's here in Vegas. And let's hope it is, 40,000, 50,000. But the potential eyeballs that will see 5 minutes of rugby league mainly to start with, I guarantee if they watch 5 minutes, they'll watch an hour. And from that, that's the foundation stone for getting rugby league on here 30 weeks of the season.
Yeah.
We achieve that. We then get the gambling dollar. The revenue stream is beyond our wildest dreams. So that's the way I'm thinking around this. I applaud the Rugby League for thinking this big. I know there's disgruntled Queensland Rugby League people and New South Wales Rugby League people at the moment, but this is an entirely different operation, what we're doing over here. This could sustain the game, could sustain a 20-team competition, country rugby league, the whole bit. It could be, maybe not a bottomless pit, but it will be a very, very lucrative money stream, more so than anything we produce domestically.
Yeah, some very good points there, Vossie. The one thing that I'm, and again, not to be a negative Nancy on this, the only thing I don't understand is that betting agencies don't pay sports for revenue from gambling in the States. So I don't know where that's coming from.
Well, I think to begin with, that will have to work through Fox Sports, won't it? Fox Sports America. So it's almost as if you'd give the game for free to Fox Sports 1. If we can get on Fox Sports 1, the difference between 1 and 2 is hundreds of millions of potential viewers. Fox Sports 2 is ranked, I think, if you Googled it, 120th biggest channel in America. Fox Sports 1's top 10. So that's the difference. That's what we're talking about here. So 4 hours this Saturday night is our chance to shine. I have the utmost confidence. And speaking with Pat Carrigan tonight from the Broncos and Latrell Mitchell was on set, James Tedesco, they understand the gravity of this. They understand the gravity of putting on a show. Yes, they're here to win a game and to win round one, but I think they understand the importance of just how big this can be. And I'm a believer. I'm a dreamer. I love rugby league. I think test rugby league can be so much bigger. But, this is something beyond your wildest dreams. What I've witnessed over the last 48 hours, seeing rugby league on billboards when you walk down this strip in this amazing entertainment capital of the world just about, with so many big acts on, and rugby league, we'll actually have the biggest crowd of any of them on Saturday night.
Yeah, when you look at it like that, that's amazing, isn't it? Yeah. Hey, before you go, Vossie, I've got to let you go shortly, and I know you've been working your backside off today across various shows on SEN and all your Fox things you have to do as well. Opinions that inspire, thanks to the refined 7-seat Kia Sorento. Let me ask both you this question. What is going to be the headline Sunday night after we wrap up Vegas, boys? You go first, Vossie.
Ooh, wow, the headline. I'm going to quote Wayne Grady after he won the PGA. Vegas, "You bloody beauty." I think that'll do me for a headline. Because, look, maybe I'm fantasising a bit ahead of time, but I'm hoping both games. The only time Manly played Souths last year was round four, cracking game, Golden Point. I would love that to be our first game, wouldn't you?
Yeah,
Golden
absolutely.
Point first game. And from speaking on the street, more people are dialed into the Broncos simply because of their name than any team that's playing here. I know that's a very simplistic way of looking at it, but I think the Broncos Roosters, you're talking absolute prime time, Saturday night, 8:30 Vegas, across this coast of America. I think a lot of people will be tuned into that. So I'm thinking two close games, two cracking games. Reece Walsh, Latrell Mitchell, Tom Trbojevic, Tedesco, all to shine. How good. So you bloody beauty, Vegas.
Go and get some sleep, Vossie. We appreciate your time tonight.
Thanks,
on
Vossie.
Sports Day. Thank you, mate. We've got chills just hearing you set the scene.
Outstanding.
Yeah. Oh, it's big. Yeah, again, to every league fan listening, be it next year, 2026, 2027, 2028, plan now what year are you going to come over here to do it, because you will experience something extra special you remember for the rest of your life.
And we can all just stay in Vossie's room because there's plenty of room in that penthouse suite. So thank you, Vossie.
And the tiger from The Hangover.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. And I've got a tattoo over my eye. My wife's listening right now. I've got a tattoo of mine. I lost a tooth in the last 24 hours. It's been an incredible day.
Have a great call Sunday, mate.
Bye now.
Cheers. There he goes. Andrew Voss. Of course, you can listen to him on 1170 SCN for breakfast with Brandy Monday to Friday.
He set the scene beautifully then. We said, he's just so excited. And watching 360 now and the people.
Your mate Kenzie's back.
Yeah, good on him. And the crowd that's there watching it as well. It's outstanding. Last night, really quickly before we get to the break, I went to the Gold Coast Titans season launch last night. And I've been trying to find words to describe the NRL's move to Vegas. And I'm excited, but I thought Dennis Watt, the chairman of the Titans, I thought he hit two words. He hit the nail on the head with two words. It's bold and courageous.
Yeah.
Yeah, I thought it was outstanding.
Oh, it's both, easily.
Absolutely.
Both of those, isn't
it?
Sports Day, thanks to Nutrien Ag Solutions, going further for Australian farmers. Find your local branch at nutrien.com.au.
The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new refined 7-seat Kia Sorento, Kia's large SUV, available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Welcome back to the show. How good was Vossie in Vegas? That's unbelievable. Like, I want to be there. It's FOMO now, right?
I'm really envious of the people that are over there.
But you've got me here, mate. You've got me. And we've got, you know what?
Can I just say, sitting here watching you eat KFC during the break is one of the most disgusting things I've ever witnessed.
Well, the KFC is beautiful. I've got my footy feast. And I'm preparing for Sunday when I do it again with my beautiful daughter, Aria, on Sunday. Now, listen. Speaking of KFC, you want to get into the Colonel's Court, a bit of a debate. Score big with KFC's footy feast. Order today. Which teams go to Vegas next year? And who do you want there?
That's probably the best one, isn't it? Because to be eligible for Vegas, you've got to apply. Is that right? You're saying that during the break to me? So I didn't realise that. I didn't realise you had to apply. I thought the NRL would go to the clubs and say, hey, listen, you're one of our priorities. Would you like to do it? Let's make it happen.
But a lot of people have talked about the Panthers.
Yep.
They didn't apply.
Because of the World Club Challenge,
well,
I suppose.
Well, no, it opened up in, I believe, August. So before the finals.
Yeah.
Actually, as a side note.
I mean, if all the favourites to win the comp, I probably would not choose to go.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm. As a side note.
Yeah.
How good would be the World Club Challenge in Vegas next year as one of the games?
Yeah,
whether it's one of the two or you add three, and then you've got two countries.
So it'd have to be played a couple of weeks ago, because the World Club Challenge is sort of classed as a trial.
Yeah, it's not going to work.
Yeah, but I'd actually don't mind the idea, actually. But which teams would... Now, firstly, listeners, would you like your club to go? Because some clubs don't want to be there. Des Hasler was saying last night, no, they can have that. We don't want to be
there.
That's
interesting.
That's probably because it's his first year. He's very meticulous with his preparation. Do you want your club there? Would you want your club there to be round one? Because a lot of fans like round one to be, they want to go see their team in Australia.
I agree with that.
Yeah, it's a little bit difficult for fans to get there. Now, I'd like to see the Raiders go there purely because of the Vegas Raiders who play out of Allegiant. I'd love to see the Brisbane Broncos.
Can you imagine Ricky in Vegas? You know, just exploding.
They'd love him because they're over the top as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. The Brisbane Broncos, I think. Now, you've got to remember the star power, that doesn't matter over there. They don't give a hoot who Latrell Mitchell and Tom Trbojevic is. They don't have a clue who they are. So it doesn't matter about the star factor.
Well, just on that, you'd imagine News Corp, big investor in this, it'd have to be one of their two teams. I reckon maybe next year it'll be the Melbourne Storm.
Yeah, possibly. Yeah. Makes sense. Because Peter Vallandi's got a very good relationship with Lachlan Murdoch, which is the whole Fox Sports 1 scenario. So I'd like to see the Cowboys because Dallas Cowboys are America's
team.
Well, their most popular team.
They're America's team, mate.
Yeah. Well,
it's
I know they're your team. And I'd like to see the Warriors because there's a lot of Samoans, American Samoans that live in America. So I think they'd have a huge contingent of Samoans that would follow the Warriors if they went there. Definitely. And it opens up another country.
Oh, mate, I agree with you totally on the Warriors. I think you need to have a New Zealand team there. And you're right, that American Samoan relationship.
Yep.
I think that's not bad. I don't know about the Cowboys, North Queensland Cowboys, and I don't know about the Rays, but I don't know. I haven't even had time. What do you think? 0457 736 736, yes.
133 says, I want the Dolphins in Vegas so the local media can interview Wayne Bennett and they may ask, hello? Are you Clint Eastwood? And Jody from the Gold Coast, a.k.a. your sixth female listener.
Yes.
What an awesome chat with Vossi. I'm so excited for Vegas games. Yep, definitely a bucket list.
You know what?
It is for me too now, Jody.
Yeah, and I think I said this. Did I say this last night that I never told you off air or on air? Like, my daughter never says, the evil twin Aria, she never says, Dad, I'm not working Sunday afternoon. Are we doing anything? Because I want to watch the footy with you. Now, Matt, you imagine how many kids are doing that and families sitting down to watch this experiment on Sunday?
Yeah.
I think it's the hype in Australia, unbelievable. The AFL would be sitting back going, we've lost the launch of the season.
Do you know, talking to Vossi and while talking to Vossi, looking at our screens, our multiple screens here in the studio, I'm watching the NRL 360, the stage and the production at the moment. This is the first time I've got goosebumps. Because during the week, it's just players walking around the street. You don't really get a feel for it.
Yeah.
Although Vossi set it up beautifully. And the background here in the studio of NRL 360 with the big crowd and the stage, it's amazing.
It was the setup Fox used for Super Bowl. Even though they didn't call the Super Bowl Fox.
The pregame, didn't they? Yeah.
CBS did the Super Bowl. They're using that set. So, yeah, no, it does look pretty amazing. Not that we want you to go and watch it.
Yeah.
But Latrell Mitchell, Damien Cook and Jason Demetrio coming up. Listen. One other thing we've got to work out quickly before we go to a break. You've got to pick a side, yes or no. Popcorn chicken versus nuggets.
Popcorn chicken.
No.
Every day of the week.
I just smashed all the nuggets.
Oh, we know.
That came with the footy feast tonight from KFC. Thank you. I'm going nuggets, hands down. But let's be real. No matter what you order, when you're eating KFC, everyone's a winner. Kick back and enjoy the footy with KFC's family feast. Order now and score big. I'm doing that Sunday. More of your texts on the way next.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment. We're back. The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Yeah, welcome back to the show. This is Sports Day with Sats and Jace here tonight. 0457 736 736 is our text if you want to get involved.
Welcome to NRL 180, dissecting the big talking points from half the angles.
Listen, I know your favourite show on television, not maths, but NRL 360 is back tonight. We're getting texts through going, how's Kenty looking?
You said he looks like he's got plugs.
I did not say that.
You just said to me, has Kenty got plugs? I said, no, he has not.
No, I didn't say that.
Didn't you?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, but he looks like he's really grown his hair in his time off, hasn't he?
Tongue in cheek.
Gordy hasn't.
Gordy hasn't changed. Buzz looks like he's lost weight. Looks very skinny.
Has Buzz?
And Braith looks like he's been living in a tan booth.
Is he got the best life in the world?
Braith.
Yeah.
Oh, he works pretty hard.
Does he?
Yeah.
Oh, Kenty. Good golfer. How long until old mate says, oh, Kenty.
He would have already said it.
Text coming through thick and fast. 798 says nuggets. Oh, I agree. Nuggets are better than popcorn chicken. Please, come on.
No, you're wrong. 790 says, have the NRL opener as a different magic round in Vegas. Imagine a magic round in Vegas.
Yeah, but then you got to have a week off when they get back.
Yeah, you do.
So then we'll be robbed of rugby league.
Yeah. Cam says, Sats, I'll always remember you for the tackle on Toddy Byrne because I'm a Roosters supporter. I've been looking for something else to remember you by, and now there's two. Whippersnippering before mowing.
Yeah.
And preferring KFC popcorn over nuggets. Come on, mate. Well, that's three.
Cam, I've got to correct
three,
you.
That's three, Cam.
Cam, I've got to correct you there. He doesn't whippersnipper before he mows. He mows and then whippersnips, yeah, which exactly. is the wrong way to do it, as we all know. Mm. Two headlines for Sunday night. South's club in crisis. Roosters on top of the world. That's from 297.
I'm going to say our diamond in the desert. Rugby league, the diamond.
I just thought, what was Vossie's again? It gave me hairs. I must have got my hairs. Where am I, Kenty? No, it stood my hairs up on my arms. What was it? Vegas, know. You beauty. You
bloody beauty or something.
Yeah, something like that. Woogie, they wrote a song called Escape the Pina Colada song for Sat's favourite drink. Have they written a song called Metho from Glenny? Oh, come on.
You can't say that.
You can't say that on the radio, Mr. Muzz.
And we've got a few texts here from a lot of Kiwi listeners tonight as well about the cricket.
Yeah, they're crowing.
Yeah.
Aren't they?
I'm telling you, I think it's 60-40 in favour of New Zealand.
In the test?
Yeah.
Well, that's obvious. 7 for 290 odd.
Yeah, but you scored...
I mean, 9 for 279,
300
I should say.
On a wicket, like, that's not bad.
I don't think the wicket's as bad as it looks, to be honest. Keep your texts coming through, 0457 736 736. Apparently all the big wigs over there are at Volandi's cocktail party. Only person not invited was Fletch. That's from KP Para.
Yeah, that'd be fair.
Well, I wouldn't invite Fletch either. Break time. When we come back, more of your texts. Plenty of the show to come. I can't believe the first over's over and done with. Did I say first over? Make that hour. Back in a moment.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
This is Sports Day.
And Cam Green with two balls to go in the day's play is on 99. O'Rourke bowls to him. Green cuts. That's goal for Cam Green. He cuts the boundary and brings up his century. For this day, for this test, but for the future, this is the coming of age innings. Cam Green kisses the badge on his helmet and he stands triumphant. Promoted to number 4 and he can't keep the smile off his face. And his grateful teammates rise to applaud.
Hey, Justin. Yeah, thanks for having me.
Yeah, good on you. Tell you what, he batted well today.
Oh, we had to.
He started slow and got moving.
Australia dug themselves a hole.
Yeah.
And this is exactly what they've been needing him to do. They need him to really be solid in that middle order and be able to hold the crease and... when everything else is falling down around him, to be that person that the team can rely upon. So he was outstanding today. And after a really good day of cricket in the sense that the wicket, we didn't know what it was going to do because it was green. We didn't know how important the toss was going to be as well.
Yeah.
So
Very well done. Welcome to Hour 2. This is Sports Day. You want to get involved, text 0457 736 736. Geez, we've had a lot of texts from New Zealand listeners on 8833. Your thoughts on day one of the first test, and you can call 1300 01 1170. Yes, Scott.
The Prince has just texted in.
Who?
Craig Weston.
Oh,
the Prince.
Yeah.
He's just texted me and said, is he really eating KFC on air? Yes, he is, Prince. And we've actually got a listener here.
Yeah.
Who's texted in, and I'm going to try and find it here.
Hang on. You ate KFC on air on Tuesday.
No, I didn't eat it on air.
Am I eating it on air? 798
says he'd rather nuggets. Imagine the next person that's coming in, how slimy and greasy the the buttons will be.
No, they're fine. I used one of those wet towels. In fact, I used a couple of them to have a shower today. Now, listen, I sat here respectfully during, and then I ate my chicken in ad breaks.
Yep.
Do you know how hard it is to sit here and just stare while Vossie's talking about Vegas and I'm staring down at a nice big juicy KFC thigh? No, it's not easy, mate. I did run my finger through the gravy on the plate a couple of times anyway. Listen, let's not talk about this. We're here for the all-electric 7-seat EV9 and Nutrient Ag Solutions going further for Australian families. We've got a ton of texts.
We have.
Tonight. You go for it, Sats.
Great show, boys. Awesome first day of cricket. Yeah, it was. Well done, Cam Green. Our bowlers went well. Needed a Wagner. This is from 676 in New Zealand. Odds over here are very juicy for a draw. Rain in the forward forecast. Could be a retirement fund. Oh, that's Dazza from Auckland, up the Waz.
Yeah. Geez, a lot of texts tonight from New Zealand. Great to have you on board. Michael's been on the text. Woogie, yes, you did say over rather than hour. It's however, it is comparable to hour. With how slow the over rates are these days, one over could take an hour. Yeah, Michael, I said that to Sats before we came on air today. Again, another day of cricket where we still don't get through 90 overs. In so, 6.5 hours play, how do you not get through 90 overs?
Can I honestly say to the, and I love watching cricket, I do love my, and I love test cricket. I would not know how many overs should be bowled in a day in a test match.
I told you today, so 90 overs.
Yeah, I've just learned that right now.
But how do they not? And
I don't know how they don't get through, because I didn't even know whether they bowled that many.
And to add insult to injury, they actually bowled 32 overs in the last session.
Mm-hmm.
So they proved they can bowl 30 overs. Mind you, it's an extended session. But for the life of it, we've got to start finding these players directly. Don't you think?
I don't know.
You have to.
I don't know. I don't know why it's so important to get 90 overs in. I don't know.
Because it's called... The fans going to the cricket are paying bloody good money to get their money's worth.
Okay. So, but what I'm saying is I'm not having a go at you or the game. I don't know the difference between getting 83 overs and 90 overs in a day.
What's seven?
I know. But,
right.
Yeah.
Exactly. What?
I don't know.
Sats. Okay. Let's say.
I know the new ball comes in at 80 overs. Okay. I know that.
So you've never paid for a ticket in your life, right?
And well, that's a lie.
And sitting in the corporate boxes, I know it's a different world. But the fans today at the Basin Reserve in Wellington are sitting on the hill. They've paid their hard-earned cash to go to the cricket. They deserve to see 90 overs.
Okay, so if there was 84 overs bowled,
it's just keep
would they,
just,
would they be
just shut up and bowl?
Would the people that have paid money, would they be disappointed that there wasn't another six overs bowled? I don't know. I'm just asking. I would be. Okay, I wouldn't know if I was sitting there.
But my other question is, they had perfect daylight. Why not just bowl the extra, I think it was four overs short today. Why not just bowl the extra four overs?
Oh, I don't know.
You don't care? Light?
Yeah, I don't care whether they bowl 84 or 90. I don't care.
Isn't it fantastic? That's the three superstars of the NRL. Russell Crowe, Souths. Hugh Jackman, Manly, and Uncle Nick Politis. Sadly, Wayne Bennett isn't there, but Clint Eastwood might be.
Mm.
Well, as far as I know, unless something's happened now,
yeah,
like recently, Hugh Jackman's done nothing to promote the game.
He's got to be there, but he's on the VIP list. So it's got Travis Kelce, Patrick Mahomes, possible, and then it's got all the VIPs. Hugh Jackman is one of those as a confirmed that he would be attending.
So he's confirmed he's going.
Yeah. So he hasn't got a possible next to him. It's got him as a VIP attending.
Good. And that helps sell tickets that he might attend.
Well, it doesn't. I mean, it wouldn't help sell tickets if
that's why
Travis Kelce and Patrick Mahomes would go, would it?
No, but one of the reasons Manly was applied and chosen was because of the star power of Hugh Jackman.
Yeah.
I reckon what Russell Crowe is, and say what you want to say about Souths, I don't give a stuff.
What?
But don't you think Russell Crowe has done a superb job promoting this game? No, I'm asking you as a Souths fan.
What's that? That they're playing over there?
What?
What did you say?
I said, don't you think Russell Crowe's done a great job promoting the game?
Absolutely. And did it for free.
Yes.
Yeah. Outstanding. That the piece that he did around the rules, the basic rules of rugby league on X, which was formerly Twitter, was amazing. Yeah.
Why aren't you listening to me tonight?
Because sometimes it just sounds like blah, blah, blah. That's...
Speaking of which, the new star of Foxtel's brand new show, he's earning millions. He's gonna take this country by storm. He's the star of Flogglebox. Glenn joining us on the show. How are you?
Hi, g'day, Justin. How are you, buddy boy? Mate, I just want to bring it down a little bit at the moment, mate, because okay. I want to say valet to a Newcastle legend, former NBN newsreader, who lost his long battle, sadly passed away today, Lee Morne. Thinking of your buddy. Let's bring it up a little bit. Lucinda, stuff Timothy, you can have both fun and a physical relationship with me, Dale.
No, Nanny.
Finally, before I go back to the bay.
That's...
Thanks, beautiful.
Are you serious?
For a great yet hot day today. And yes, Dale, I'm now home safely.
Seriously.
See you again on my upcoming birthday. Write it down, Justin. March 12th.
Right, sorry. Wait. Can we ask you a question? Can we ask you a question?
Back to the bay, and yes, I'm pissing down here at the moment.
He's been on it again, hasn't he?
He beat you.
Good night, all.
He beat you tonight.
He didn't have a date today.
Love you, mate. Have a great weekend.
There's no way that he had a date. There's no way.
He beat you tonight. He was all over you like a...
Absolutely, Rigger. I'll give you a number.
He was all over you like a pit bull on a poodle tonight. Is she allowed to take calls in prison? Is that... He's gone.
You hate it when he beats you.
What do you mean beat me?
He got to the end.
I like to give our listeners a chance to have their say on the show.
883 in New Zealand. Loved day one with my trainee and my bike around Richmond, New Zealand. Paddy and Jacko the dog. Love SENZ.
Beautiful.
Thanks, Paddy and Jacko. What sort of dog's Jacko? What do you reckon? I'm going to say...
I don't care, mate. All I'm hearing is blah, blah, blah.
I'm going Kelpie.
I don't care about dogs. I'm a cat man. Sats, 90 overs is based on 4 minutes per over, 15 overs per hour. And yes, Woog, they should be forced to bowl the last 5 overs. Angry Jack. Bondi yep. Jack has got a new name.
He's one of our angriest. Yeah.
Haven't we got a new female listener? Seven?
Well, how come Rooster Muzz and Bondi Jack, two Roosters fans,
yeah,
are our angriest listeners? Who's Crime Scene go for? Crime Scene? Over to you.
I don't want to know. I'm with Sats. Dunno. Don't care. Read the overrated test cricket. Who cares? That's from 7773 in New Zealand. Another text from New Zealand. Someone in Wellington. 426. Well done. Cut-off time is 6:30 p.m. in New Zealand from Michael. Yeah,
doesn't get dark till about 9 o'clock in New Zealand during summer.
Less overs is like playing a league. Half of 38 minutes instead of 40 doesn't give you the opportunity to decide to make a play, etc.
Yeah, but like I'm saying, I get what you're saying.
No, you don't.
But I understand it's 40 minutes per over, per half in rugby league. But I don't know that there's any difference. I just don't know. Like, I didn't realise until right now that it's preferable that you bowl 90 overs.
Cam, we got your text. We're not reading that out.
That's cruel. We've got plenty of texts. Thank you very much for your text. In relation to Vegas, afternoon, gentlemen, it's Bruce from Blacksmiths here. I'd like to ask Woogie if he wishes to back his team this weekend for $50 to the charity of his choice.
No.
You're miserable.
Why am I miserable?
What are you so miserable for?
Because I don't think South will win.
Frankie Fistface says, when the Panthers play in Vegas, Frankie Fistface. When the Panthers play in Vegas, I'm sold. I'm going. We will get to the stage.
They'll never
when
play.
65,000 Aussies go over to watch it.
They'll never. Could you imagine?
That's all of Glenmore Park.
Could you imagine Glenmore Park and people from invading Vegas?
Be outstanding.
Oh, wouldn't it?
Mm.
Hey, Penrith will never be able to play in Vegas
because they'll always be playing in a World Club Challenge. Yeah.
I've got them winning the next six premierships.
Is it fancy dress at PVL's private function? Everyone's shirts and blouses tucked in at the front, hanging out at the back. Hi, guys. Mark from Quakers Hill here. Great show tonight. Thank you very much. What, if any, conditions do NRL teams have to meet before they can go to Vegas, and the Aussies will beat New Zealand in Wellington? So you touched on this around what makes you eligible to play in Vegas. Which team?
Yeah. So
what's the criteria?
You've got to apply.
You just got to apply.
Yep.
And then what if there's more than four teams that apply?
Well, then they'll...
I'd like to know what happens then, yeah.
They put all the names into a hat.
Do they?
And they just... choose the ones that Volandi says.
Do you think they'll do what we do?
What?
They'll put all, say, six teams,
yeah,
piece of paper on the ground with a dog treat on each of it, and just get one of the dogs to whichever treat they go to.
You know
what
we could do next time?
What?
You could just get that family feast for me.
Yep.
And put bits of chicken out. And whichever four pieces I eat first.
Looks like we've got three games or six teams.
we're playing. This is why I'm a big fan of a 20-team competition.
Yeah. Yeah.
I just saw a really, who was our female listener who texted him before?
Good evening, Scott and Jason. Holidaying at the majestic Burley Heads home for my beloved Newcastle Knights season opener against Canberra. So excited. As a Knights member, definitely do not want to give up a home game for Vegas. Regards, Katrina. Normally New Lambton, Newcastle.
But she's in Burley having a holiday at the moment. Yep. She got, Katrina, there's a really good juice bar in Burley. It's a tiny little fruit market on James Street.
One of the main streets.
Isn't that nice?
Yeah.
You go there, best juice I've ever had.
Also, Katrina, you may have also been there. It's been voted the best pizza in Australia.
I know which
I think.
One you're saying.
Justin Lane.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. Good. Right in the main street of Burley.
Go up the top too. Nice views.
Mm.
Or, and doesn't Ian Healy lives in Burley sometimes too. So
whatever he wants.
Yeah. Should we give his address out?
Mm.
Okay. What else? I wouldn't be surprised in the slightest if Sats revealed that he blows, snips, then mows.
You didn't.
I didn't know where that was going.
You didn't proofread that, did you?
No, but you blow first, then you mow, well, then whippersnip.
I get it. Hey, team, great show. Thank you. This is 688 Davey B in New Zealand. Cricket was so good. Excellent. We have Australia all the way from Griffin Neame country. Griffin Neame is the front row from the Cowboys. From memory, he is from the South Island, West Coast. Please correct me if I'm right, Davey B. I think he is. Punakaiki. No, he's Greymouth, I think. I think he's Greymouth.
Your knowledge of New Zealand's very good. I mean, it's handy that you're married to a Kiwi.
Yeah, I do love New Zealand. I do.
I just saw another text here. Hey, guys, go the Dragons. Cheers, Paul from Wynnum. I think it's going to be a quiet year, Paul.
For the Dragons?
Yeah, well, what about... Okay.
They were very good in the last trial. I know you don't take a lot from trials, but I tell you what they did do. They looked big. The big guys actually looked lean. They didn't look like they were carrying any extra. And they were physical. Jaden Sewer looks the best I've ever... He's always looks fit, Jaden Sewer, but he just looks really lean. Jack DeBellin looks great.
There's $900,000 man Luciano Leilua is going to be missing for the first two weeks. Because he's been handed a suspension from the integrity unit, from the Rugby League Commission. So he was caught apparently drink driving in Townsville.
When he was contracted there.
When he was there, yeah. So, but didn't advise the club.
It doesn't surprise you, does it? For some reason, it doesn't surprise me that Luciano Leilua didn't tell his club that he's in trouble. For more reports, a reporter who was at the courthouse rang the club and said, hey, I've just seen Luciano Leilua walk in shorts, a shirt and a pair of sneakers. Like, didn't look like someone.
It's not very respectful.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And hence why the Cowboys probably... even though he's a very good player, hence why the Cowboys probably just said, you know what, if he wants to get out, it's probably in our best interest that we let him go because we don't want that sort of behaviour or that sort of person in our club. I hope he cleans himself up, Luciano Leilua, in relation to, I don't know, just being connected to a cause. Like, he's got a club that pays him good money wherever he's playing.
I'm nervous for the Dragons around his behaviour.
Yeah, well, I hope he learns from this. I hope the embarrassment...
But how many times is he going to learn from stuff, Sats? Well, come on. He's a grown man.
He is. I get it.
You know, and I'm concerned. I mean, I think the Dragons are going to struggle this year. And I'm not being nasty, but, you know, I think they might struggle as Flanagan rebuilds the club, right, Sats?
Yep.
And they don't need stuff like this going on.
The Dragons are where the Bulldogs are and still are when they put Cameron Serraldo on. It's not going to happen in the season. It's probably going to, it may take 3 or 4 years, but yeah, fans have just got to, they've got to be willing to have faith. AAA3 says Jacko is a Jack Russell and my tranny is a radio. Great show, lads. I'm glad he.
Yes.
Yeah. Cause I didn't read that word out before.
But he didn't
clear that up.
That's why it's important to pre-read.
Now it's time for three burning questions.
Keep the fire burning. Keep the fire burning.
thanks to our mates at Toolkit Depot.
Hey, one thing I didn't mention before, and Cam's just reminded me, says, Woogie, I know you love your soccer. Some history this morning. Liverpool had the youngest ever player. Cam's turned into a... You all right, mate?
Yep.
You're choking on your healthy chicken mince over there, are you? Can I just say it looks like kitty litter?
Yeah, it does a little bit.
So, well done to the Matildas. Close game last night, won 10-0. Again, against Uzbekistan. Yep. So they're through to Paris for the Olympics.
You're talking about Liverpool.
Liverpool had the youngest ever player to debut in the FA Cup, Trey Nione, at 16.
What?
He said, I was flat out taking to a girl at 16. This bloke's playing in front of 60,000 for one of the biggest clubs in all of sport.
I don't know what my old fella looked like at 16. 3-0 they beat Southampton. So he's 16 and he's played in a victory as well.
Your old fella was playing rugby league.
Yeah. They're leading the EPL, Liverpool. 1 point before this game. They're leaving one pool over Man City.
Yeah, nice. Nice. Okay, three burning questions. Trade Kit Depot. Trade members get trade pricing. Sign up today. It's with great pleasure. We welcome in Sam Leckie, who's leaving us. He's leaving the SEN family after tonight, and he's filling in for Daddy Vass tonight. Sam, now last time we spoke to you, you wear footy shorts on dates.
Yeah.
Have you improved at all?
Absolutely not. Good man. I see nothing wrong with it, so there's no reason to change it.
Are you still single?
Yes.
Why? You don't want a girlfriend.
Do you choose to be single?
Yes.
Or? Okay, right here.
Do you look at us?
I think that's a loaded question if I say anything else.
No, it wasn't loaded.
No?
Yeah.
No, but do you choose? Or would you like a miso? I mean, even Daddy's got one.
Eventually.
How old are you now, Sam?
22.
Yeah, no, you're right.
When was your first serious partner?
Well, my wife's in the car listening on the way home. I don't know, 21? Serious? 22? I was a late bloomer.
When was your first casual? No, I'm just kidding. Ask that. So, Daddy, but you like, you like hanging out with your mates though, don't you?
Yeah. Yeah. Go to the footy, pub normally, to watch football.
So what's your preferred drink?
Tui's new. Feel like a Tui's.
Oh, how good is that out of a tap?
Wow.
Yeah, I love it.
There's not many pubs in Brisbane that do it.
No.
So they shouldn't.
But you know.
Wow.
No, fair enough.
You're going out in Queensland. He's going out in Brisbane and places like that.
Yeah, but if I go down to the Brunswick Hotel at Brunswick Heads, they've got 4X Gold on tap.
Yeah. It's one of the most popular beers in Australia.
And Tui's new's not. Are we going to have this debate now, are we? You don't even drink. There's, like, seriously.
I do pina coladas.
That's right. Hang on a second. Is there a Tui's song? But if you like pina coladas. My favourite sight is driving down Brunswick, down to Brunswick Heads, and driving along past that bowls club, and there's a big Tui's new sign there, and I go, kids, welcome to the state of the best rugby league team.
There's nothing like the big Tui's news signs out the front of the pubs in northern New South Wales.
Yeah,
is there?
That's right. You know what you can do with your other stuff. All right, mate, three burning questions. What do you got for us?
So the Brisbane Broncos recently, they sat down with Fox League. Paddy Carrigan, Billy Walters, Tony Staggs and Adam Reynolds were all there. And they rewatched the 2023 grand final for Fox League. Sats, would you put yourself through it?
There's no way in the world I'd put myself through that. I mean, you can't get away from it. Once upon a time, you had to put a VHS tape in and push play, and there wasn't a lot of repeats of something. Now we live in this world where there's just repeats. You're getting reminded all the time from highlights. There's no way to sit down and then comment during it, and it'd be like water torture. There's no way I'd put myself through that.
Mm.
When you're a young guy, I think you could. Because you take it for granted when you're playing things like grand finals. Because you think when you're young and you're playing grand finals,
you've got more chances.
They're just going to happen. Remember Luke Lewis telling a really good story. I remember on the Mad Monday, the day after the grand final, he was just sort of walking around casual. And he wasn't a big drinker, Luke Lewis, still isn't. And he'd just walk around and it's just very blasé. And us older guys like Gerds and myself and Colin Ward and those sort of guys, we're all sort of just, off our heads. And then he admitted years later that he thought they were just going to play in four or five more grand finals. Now, it took him till 2016 to play another one. That was 2003. So when you're a young guy like, I suppose, Katoni and and Paddy and those sort of guys, I think you probably could watch it.
Apparently Bruce the entire Walsh. Club has rewatched it.
Mm.
They've sat him down and watched it.
I think it was one of the first things they did coming back from pre-season.
I would have fallen asleep.
Together
I would have deliberately fallen asleep.
But Kevy just wanted to address the elephant in the room, go, guys, let's have a look at it. Anything you want
to. Where did that saying come from? Like, when was there actually an elephant in someone's room?
I don't know. Imagine you're sitting there, you're watching TV, and you just sit looking at your missus and go, did you know there was an elephant just there? Like, it's like the obvious thing, right? Obviously.
Yeah.
But apparently they
addressed it. Why an elephant?
Well,
why don't they say we need to address the rhino in the room? Like, why an elephant?
Because it's probably the largest animal.
Yeah.
I've got it.
Okay.
In 1814, Ivan Krylov, a poet and fabulist, wrote a fable entitled The Inquisitive Man, which tells of a man who goes to a museum and notices all sorts of tiny things but fails to notice an elephant.
Right.
So it's made up.
Sorry, it was his name. Fabio the Great.
Can you go back to his name again?
Ivan Krylov.
But did it said the Great?
No, I never said the Great.
Oh, I thought you said the Great.
Did you say the Fourth?
No, in 1814.
Oh, okay, gotcha.
So he was at a museum and there was an elephant. See, this is why I don't go to museums. They're dangerous places.
Yeah.
What's your next one?
Well, it's been a big week for talk about concussion around the NRL. Obviously, Corey Parker on SEN. Wally Lewis was down at Parliament House advocating to the government. And Mark Carroll's come out and said that he thinks the NRL should consider a 3-week stand down for players that fail their HIAs. So what do you make of that, Sats?
The old school player would always say, if they pass it, you just let them play. Yeah. But what we know now in science, what science is telling us, and we're going to see less players from probably about 5 years ago to now and then into the future. We're going to see less players. They're going to be suffering the symptoms of CTE or, you know, further dementia, Parkinson's, whatever it may be, because of what the NRL are doing right now. I don't mind 3-week stand down. It's going to hurt rosters and coaches aren't going to love it. But then coaches don't want to be responsible for years down the track to be held liable for the health of a player as well. So as much as the old school of me says, no, we shouldn't accept it, I think we need to, because in boxing, where you suffer far more blows to the head than rugby league, in some cases, not every case, you've got to stand down minimum 4 weeks. In some cases, it used to be just automatic 3 months. You're just not allowed to fight for 3 months. So we're slowly finding a common ground with all this, and science is going to be the only reason we know the right timing. Yeah.
Third question.
Marnus Labuschagne, 1 off 27 today, didn't look great. Is his spot in the test side coming under any sort of question, do we reckon?
No, he's just a flat patch.
136 innings, I think only 650s in that time.
But it's fair to say he's the future, isn't he? He's a potential future captain of Australia as well.
Yeah.
So.
Oh, I don't know about that, but there's not a lot coming through, and they've got this reluctance to pick any new players. And with all the retirements coming up, I think they need him there. He's just having a bad run.
And there's also the role you play in a team.
Yeah.
He plays a really important role. Like, he's the one that keeps them up. He's a very good fielder.
He's good.
They said he's a bit of a blowfly around the place where he annoys everyone, but he's enthusiastic, and you need those guys on the side.
And he seems to be getting out the same way too. He's getting squared up and caught in the cordon or behind the wicket a lot. So if he can fix up any whatever technical flaw is happening for him, then I guess he'll get his run scoring ways.
Mm. We said no.
Hey, also, Daniel from Prairiewood's got a question for you. He always listens on the SEN app. He says, gents, is Sam the supposed Roosters fan?
Yep.
Has he become a member yet?
I actually have. I got one of the
digital membership?
The Queensland membership.
Yeah, but it gives you a number, doesn't it?
Yeah.
There you go. So you'll attend the games when they play in Queensland?
Yeah.
Well, there you go,
Well,
Daniel.
That's my South membership.
Yeah.
Queensland one. Hey, so it's not a digital membership?
No, it is.
Unlike Daddy?
I didn't do that one.
Daddy didn't get anything.
Well, he calls Daddy frugal, Daniel.
Well, he is.
Yeah.
One other bit of advice from Steve. Stay single and yes.
Noted,
for as long
Steve,
as you can.
Thank you for that.
Yeah. Steve, look at him, giving out advice. All right, Brad, that's our three burning questions. Become a Toolkit Depot trade member and get trade pricing on a huge range of tools. Break time. We're going to get through your texts and, warm-up segment. We're going to preview this weekend's Rugby League next.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer.
This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
We're back. The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
Hello, welcome back to the show. Sports Day it is with Sats and Jace here tonight. Time for our warm-up segment, thanks to our mates at Ream. A footy tipping starts this weekend too. I don't know how many we've got in our comp, but I think we've got a few.
743.
Okay. That's awesome if we have. So that kicks off this weekend. So make sure you get your tips in. Visit nrltipping.scn.com.au. You can join our comp as well. I haven't got the code handy. Win weekly prizes and a major prize of an NFL Grand Final experience. Thanks to the brand of hot water that comes on steady, hot and strong, of course, Ream. Sats, this weekend we've got the Bunnies and the Sea Eagles first up.
Yeah, I'm going to take the Bunnies. Just purely because of their star power, I think. Latrell Cody, who was under a bit of an injury cloud with a calf injury, but he seems to be okay. Damien Cook, Cam Murray. There has been the breaking news from one of the text messages here. Mm-hmm. Headline from Vegas, guys, Cam Murray is good looking. 133 says.
You know what I actually heard, in all seriousness, that they couldn't put his face up on billboards because they're worried about the amount of car accidents. Seriously.
So I'm going to pick the Bunnies. I'm not doing it with confidence because without Campbell Graham, no Jack Wyden, I think that right-hand side defensively of Lachlan Ilias, Richie Kenner, and also young Jacob Gagai as well, who's very early into his NRL career.
He was pretty good in the Charity Shield.
A good player. So, you know, he's going to have Tolu Kola coming at him, Luke Brooks as well. So I'm a little bit concerned about that side, but I just think overall – you're a good side when Tommy Burgess is coming off the bench. Big Sean Kepi, who's playing against his old club, has got the starting position. So, Jai Arrow in the back row, they're a good-looking forward pack, South.
Okay, so you're going South, Just?
I'm going South by 8. Oh. 1-12.
I'm going to pick the Sea Eagles.
But you're doing the whole reverse psychology thing. I get it. You're nervous.
Yeah. Mm. I'll be more confident.
Is that what?
I'll be more confident when Jack Whiten's in the team.
So Bondi Jack says 31-3 series. So do you do that in State of Origin? Do you pick Queensland just as that whole reverse psychology?
I'd never do that.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
I'd never do that. Mm. What about the Broncos Roosters game? The Roosters, I think, you know, in their mansions in Beverly Hills have been quite quiet. And
the French princes of Bel Air.
That's right.
Yeah,
I've seen footage of them walking their poodles of a morning in high heels. Mm. The poodles in high heels. I mean. How do you see this game going? This is a
don't
tough
know.
One.
Wouldn't have a clue. Yeah. I think the Roosters will be in the top four at the end of the year. I think they may start the season a little bit slower than what we're anticipating. I thought the Broncos looked really good in their first trial. Now the shorter in goals. You got to have the best kicker to be able to manage these short in goals like the old Melbourne Olympic Park. So on the back of that, I think Adam Reynolds will be the different with his kicking game. So I'm going to say the Broncos to win by 4.
Okay. Mm. 133 sent us in the code for our footy tipping.
That's great.
If you want to join it, do it now. Go to tipping.scn.com.au. Once you've joined, put in the code to join our comp, the Sports Day one, SCZFH9ZZ.
Can you say that again, please?
SCZFH9ZZ.
Is that all capitals or not?
Yeah, that's fine.
Okay.
It's Rat's prison number as well.
Oh, is that what it's... Yeah. I was wondering where the code came from.
Cam, you're an idiot. Victor Radley, better looking, better player than Cam Murray. Go to the Chalks. Oh, shut up, Cam. Mm.
Cheers, Jamie from the Hunter Valley, living in Wellington, New Zealand. G'day, boys. Yeah, thank you, Jamie.
Outstanding number of texts from New Zealand tonight. Hey, one more. Rita, the man-eater, sent us a text. Because it's the 29th today.
It is too, yeah.
And we're working for free today, by the way.
Well,
you know
we
that.
Do.
Everyone is.
Yep.
She wants to propose to who?
She wants to propose to the star of your show, Glenn. The fury of his harem puts me off.
And his BO probably would be a concern as true. Well. Yeah. All right, break time. Back in a moment with That's Ridiculous. This is Sports Day.
The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
We're back. The new, refined, seven-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day.
If you like pina coladas, getting caught in the rain. Did you sing that song? Like, let's be honest with me. When you ordered your pina coladas in the Vietnam, did you, like, turn to Beck and go, if you like pina coladas? Did you?
I actually did the first time.
You do?
Time.
Yeah. You have to.
We look like we're just about to book again in October.
You're going again in October?
Possibly.
Oh, that's awesome. Are you... Are you right?
Sorry.
Mate, I'm trying to eat my second serve of KFC.
He picks the skin off too before he eat, before he eats the meat.
No, disgusting. That's... No,
like
I'm
a
doing...
scene from Silence of the Lambs.
Let's get into some text, would you?
Oh, you listen, yeah?
Sorry, you know things that make you go, I did want to play some audio. Can I say, I'll save it for Tuesday night.
Yeah.
It's about these people who think they're horses. It's a fetish.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, you sent this to me today.
Hey, did you watch it?
I did. I didn't know what you were getting at. I just thought it was just
I wanted
weird,
it in the show.
Weird messages.
Is
this like kids who think they're cats?
This is adults who think they're horses.
Yeah, but don't they go in competitions?
I don't know, but this woman...
They go in competitions, like they do dressage, but they're the horse.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was imitation horse riding.
Right. Is it called a gimp mask? Is that what it's called?
Yeah, from like Pulp Fiction.
Right. So there's a guy walking
like
around in that.
Across your mouth and things like that.
There was no zipper. But he had a horse tail.
Do you have an eight ball in his mouth? No, like a nine ball?
No.
To his
and
mouth?
She's no. She's driving him like a harness racing at Albion Park.
Well, you go to some clubs and pay good money to have that.
Well,
done,
it looks
too.
Like a club.
Yeah. Shout out to the Tool Shed guys in Sydney.
I reckon that's what Glenn gets up to.
Hi, boys. Listening to this great show of yours. Thank you. Sitting in the Keith Miller stand at Bulla Dealer with Blowy Jack, the one-armed bandit, and J-Dog. Yesterday, you discussed 20-team competition. My comment was that Australia's population has grown probably by around 7 million people since the last 20-team competition. So... it's just a matter of the NRL and the powers that be doing correct marketing to make sure that we have our percentage of young children are playing a great game of rugby league. This weekend in Vegas is certainly a great step and a great initiative. Go the Roosters and go Manly, the one-armed bandit. Yeah, you make some really good points there. And it does have to be a priority that children are playing the game. And this is why they've taken tackling out in some areas around those younger age groups to try and get mums to say, hey, the game's not that dangerous. I'm going to get my kids, sons, daughters playing. They don't have to make tackles until they get into their teens. I still think they should be coaching tackling at that younger age. Maybe even one half non-tackling, one half tackling for those who do want to tackle.
Yep.
And the ones that don't want to tackle in that half, happy for you not to participate, but go play another tag game while the other guys are doing tackle. But you are right, one-armed bandit.
But you're not going to go on and play the game at the top level if you don't want to participate in tackling.
Well, you got to eventually tackle when you get into your teens with some of the rules that are being passed through. But you've got to still be coaching tackling in those early age groups to get confidence.
Hey, boys, Warriors fan Nick here. Don't know any of our fans want Warriors playing Vegas. Honestly, it's BS, mate. Let's get back to reality. Not everyone's in favour of the whole Vegas experiment.
And I get it, because fans... I mean, they salivate. They can't wait for their team to play round one. If you've fortunately got a home game, you get to go to it. If you've got a Sydney team and it's a game in Sydney, you don't have to travel that far. I get it. I get it that fans want to see their team play at home in the first round. They've been waiting 6 months for it. So, and I can understand that as well. Yeah. 133, we can't read that out.
Which one? Headline from Vegas?
No, my wife, ex-wife, yeah.
Headline from Vegas from 133. Some people just can't handle Vegas. Above a photo of a few NRL players' mugshots in the county locker.
Hope not.
Let's hope not. Para versus Wingen next year's World Club Challenge in Vegas would be good, as if.
Now, boys, Brett says, the Black Caps missed a big opportunity today, winning the toss and elected to bowl first and not batting by the end of stumps is a big fail.
Well, if they had bowled out all the overs in the day, they may have been batting.
Are we going to go there again, are we?
Crime Scene said, that's ridiculous, Sats. The marriage will probably only last a few years, but the memories of seeing Tay-Tay will last forever. What's that about?
That's Travis Kelce and Taylor Swift.
Righto.
So if winning the toss today and bowling first was you would think with that pitch was always going to be the right selection, wasn't it?
Particularly when your skipper's a fast bowler.
Mm. You'd think that was the right decision.
Yes.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah. Have to disagree on the cricket, boys. This is Manly Muzz. When you are sent in on a green top in New Zealand day one and score close to 300, I would take that, especially with our bowling attack. Also, in Madge We Must, will turn into In Madge We Mope by the end of Origin Series when Queensland clean sweep. Manly Muzz. So it's Manly Muzz, but he's a Queensland fan.
No, it could be Manly Brisbane.
Winner Manly?
Yeah, could be. I don't know. Hey, boys, Jared Waitley would be salivating. And, ooh, yes, he would be. Tom from Whittlesey. Are you having a go at Jared?
Hey, just quickly. Yeah. One just got deleted there, but I read it before it went. Oh. Sporty Gab makes a really good point around Corey Oates not making the starting team.
Yeah.
He's in the extended squad, won't play in this game unless there's an injury beforehand. But Dom Young's gone from Newcastle. I know he's re-signed another year for the Broncos.
It's not the most stupidest idea I've heard.
It's a good idea, Sporty Gab. It won't happen because Corey Oates wants to play his whole career at the Broncos.
But who replaced Dom Young?
Tip my hat to him for that.
Yeah, that's not a bad idea. Who replaced Dom Young at the...
Well,
the
there's Inari Tuala. We've got a text here about Inari Tuala.
Well, they don't rate him.
Yeah, I mean, he's a handy player for your depth. But if you're replacing a guy that scored over 20 tries in a season, you know, it's a big ask. That's going to be Newcastle's their biggest hurdle this year.
Yeah.
Where do they find? Well, if you've got a winger there who's going to score a minimum 12 tries, minimum,
yep.
You've got to find those other 12 or 13 tries.
Did you ever think in your post-playing career and on radio, national radio, that you'd be saying, talking about how important wingers are?
No.
To a team?
No.
Give yourself an uppercut. Hi, guys. It's Wardy. What about Newcastle? Because their ice hockey team is the Knights.
It is too, yeah.
And makes sense. Cheers. Yeah, thanks for your text there, Wardy. Got to go to a break. We'll mop up your texts in just a moment and wrap up the show for another week. This is Sports Day.
The new, refined, 7-seat Kia Sorento. Kia's large SUV. Available now at your nearest Kia dealer. This is Sports Day. We'll be back in a moment.
Welcome back to the show. About to wrap it up for another week. 0457 736 736 is our text number for those in Australia, or 8833. A few more texts here. We've had the Warriors playing to sold-out crowds for the two preseason games and round one also. That's a darn sight more than half the empty Vegas stadium for the two games of this weekend from 7773.
Yeah, and that's why it's probably important to some of those clubs that really don't need to go to Vegas. And Daniel, who is one of our smartest listeners, has said there's an expression of interest for Vegas. Titans, West Tigers, Dragons, Knights didn't submit an application.
Nor the Panthers.
Yeah, then that the Storm and Panthers were reportedly in the mix to be a part of the inaugural doubleheader, but the NRL opted for the Roosters and the Broncos due to the geographical branding of Sydney and Brisbane, big capital cities that Americans can recognise.
Well, I heard today, and I think it was Vossi this morning, Panthers didn't even put in an application, so okay. They weren't being considered.
Daniel's hoping Storm do go, because he's a Stormy Daniel's a mad Storm fan. And Katrina, who's in Burleigh at the moment, said, "This is our 30-year anniversary at the Park Towers Burleigh Heads.
Oh, good.
Had
on
a you. Juice on my walk this morning. There is a wonderful restaurant called The Little Plate at Burleigh. Sensational. Yeah, I've been there. Outstanding.
30th anniversary. I had my 26th yesterday.
No, it's not their wedding, their 30th year at that building.
Oh, right. Yeah. Gotcha.
And love the pizzas at Justin Lane. Yeah, they're outstanding.
Oh,
absolutely
good.
Amazing.
Well done, Katrina. Anything else?
Yeah, well, good man, Sam. I like you more than Daddy Vass.
Wow.
Because he's actually a bona fide member.
Gotcha.
Crime Scene said he's a Cowboys fan. I reckon you'll have a good year this year, Crime Scene. I think you have a very good year. Imagine if Loose Bit of Change, as in Labuschagne, was named captain. The coin toss would take 20 minutes and be very vocal. He's an enthusiastic young man.
Hey, just on the cricket, Tommy from Sydney said, "Boys, New Zealand gave away 30 extras today. Big difference between 249 and 279. Could be vital at the end of the game." Pakistan did that one of the test matches as well, the close one. So that happened
too,
as well.
Yeah.
Afternoon, boys. Any mention about which anthems will be played in Vegas? Hope our players make us grateful to be Aussies. Good show. Rabbitohs Joe.
I wonder if they will have the anthem.
I'd have to.
Do you think they will?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Yeah, they'd have to.
I reckon Hugh Jackman will be singing it. There you go.
With jazz hands.
Can you do it?
No.
There'd be 40-odd foot of grunt in the background with Russell Crowe and Hugh Jackman singing the national anthem. Boom.
Shepherd.
That actually.
At the end.
Don't laugh. They're there at the moment.
That's at the end to put everyone to sleep so they can go home. Got to go. It's been a great week. You and Rad have done a fine job. You and Rad are back Monday night. Don't forget and grab the podcast from wherever you get it from. Enjoy Vegas on Sunday. Thanks. See you, Satsy. See you, everyone.
See ya.
Good night.